Splatomare from Warner Home Video, bringing you the Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire podcast. These podcasts will feature behind-the-scenes footage and cast interviews from the movie and DVD. Each podcast will begin with a trivia question, and the answer will be revealed at the end. In this podcast, listen in as Daniel Radcliffe, Rupert Grint, and Emma Watson reveal what they think of the film and how they have adapted to the story as Harry Potter continues on. Enjoy today's podcast. For more, check out harrypotter.com. Today's trivia question is, which dragon does Harry select in the Triwizard Tournament?
So, you've all just seen the film. So, what did you think? Tell me what was your first reaction to it?
I mean, I love the film. I always get really nervous before I see them, because I think now there is sort of a lot of pressure on them to keep getting better. But I really think it absolutely has.
No, seeing it for the first time is absolutely terrifying because, you know, you'll work on a film for how long? We were on this one for
10, 11 months.
Yeah, 10, 11 months worth of work. You've been waiting for 6 months to see it. And then, you know, it's all of this work sort of compressed into 2 hours. And it's just... but no, I was terrified, but I think it's brilliant. It was really good. I'm really excited about it.
I loved it. It really, really was good.
Yeah, were you scared?
Because
you weren't there when Voldemort was causing all that trouble.
Yeah, I'd never seen any of that, and that was a bit scary, yeah.
Where's the nose? That's what they kept saying.
I mean, I hadn't I had no idea what Voldemort was going to look like, because I knew they were going to do something with Rafe's face, but I didn't actually know what it was going to be. So that came sort of a shock, but I mean...
Well, is that true? You mean that wasn't how he looked when he acted?
No, there was no makeup. That wasn't makeup. That was that's visual effects, and they had a series of orange dots all over his face. And you sort of think in your head, you think, "Oh, Ralph Fiennes with a lot of orange dots on his head." You think that would be funny, but it's still terrifying.
Yeah,
because he sort of acts past them.
The actors that I know, when they watch the film the first time, all they say is, "Where's that great bit that I did? What happened to that bit, etc." Do you notice lots of bits that are gone?
You do. You do sort of sit there and go, oh my God, where did that go? Where is it? It's not there anymore. But, you know, I think the fourth one has such a huge sort of plot. You know, there's enough for three films in itself, just purely in the one film that we have made, that they have to be lethal on what gets cut. But I do think, you know, they've chosen the best bits and they're the bits that really need to be in there.
When I was rewatching it, I was sort of going, you'd get to a certain scene and I was sort of reminded of a scene that was coming up, and I'd be going, oh dear, I remember not liking what I had done in that bit, but it had been cut. So editing was brilliant.
I just want to ask a few questions about, as it were, life on the film. How long did the film take to make? How long were you?
About a year, really, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Do you like the days where something, where you know you're just going to be able to, as it were, potter along? You know, you have to walk down a corridor. Or do you like the ones where something exciting is going to happen?
I suppose a mix. A healthy mix of those is good. If you have too many of the days when you're just doing nothing and sort of just walking along corridors, if it's too much of that, then you get to a big scene and you go, oh, I don't know what to do now. You sort of possibly get a bit complacent. But, I mean, so a nice mix of the two is quite good.
How much of the special effects of the final result do they let you see while you're standing in front of your blue screen or your man with yellow spots over his face?
Oh, no, you do. They have things called previses, basic kind of animation. And then you are shown a picture of what it is, and you sort of just imagine what it's going to be like, really.
Because you've got to work out how scared your face should look, because if it's not going to be very scary, you don't want to look exactly too scared. Is it ever actually scary? I mean, I've only been on the Harry Potter set once with my kids, who were very little then, and it was in the forest, I think, in the first one, when you were stumbling through it. And they were terrified.
That was quite a scary scene, though. I mean,
you're getting a bit old to be frightened now, aren't you? Well,
yeah, I hate spiders. And on the second film, there was the scene with Aragog.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't really like that, but... I sort of got used to it after a few takes.
I wasn't in that last Voldemort scene, but I remember coming to the set, and because it's such a sort of, I mean, such a huge moment in comparison to the whole four films that have been made, sort of seeing Voldemort for the first time. So I think everyone was really nervous and really wanted it to be right and a really good scene. And I remember coming down to set, and the tension and the sort of quietness of the whole set was unlike any other set I've ever been on. You'd walk on and it just sort of really hit you that it was like, oh, okay, this is really serious. And, it was scary. It did look scary.
Today's trivia answer is, Harry selects the Hungarian horntail for the first task of the Triwizard Tournament. Tune in next week as contest winners ask Daniel, Rupert, and Emma which Harry Potter character they admire most and why.